Like OMG.
Welcome to our podcast. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Estelle. We've been best friends for 15 years and we're nostalgic for all things early 2000s.
This is a show where we rewatch all of our favorite movies, TV shows, books, and music from growing up.
Because we literally can't move on. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show. What are we doing today?
We're watching Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I feel like this movie is a classic early 2000s staple.
Oh, yes.
I have not seen it.
I know, and I'm so excited for you to watch it.
I know. It's like one of those movies that I just like, I don't know. I guess the timing, we were just star-crossed. Like, we never made it to each other. I never saw it, so.
I was trying to think today if, like, when was, like, the first time I watched this? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I had to have been, like, older, because, like, it's kind of, like, for an older audience.
Yeah, it feels like a teenage movie.
But then I remembered, and I think I watched it in fifth grade with Blake, our friend Blake, mm-hmm. with her mom. And there's books. It's based on a book series.
Okay.
And I remember then going to the library and, like, checking out the books. But they do deal with, like, much heavier topics and, like, more teen topics.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I'm like, I don't even know how old I was in fifth grade. Like, I just felt like I was like, ooh, I'm very mature for watching this movie.
Did you read the books, too?
I feel like I did. I don't, like, remember them at all.
How many are there?
Like, four.
Four. Okay. Are there four movies? Two? Or do we know?
No, there's two movies. And then apparently they're jumping around. Apparently they're going to be doing it like another movie. They said in 2019 they started planning to like do another movie where they all like come back to
the same actors.
Everyone. Yeah.
Wow, that seems like a big deal.
Yeah, cuz I think it's like I think there's I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 5 books. That sounds more like a 5 book set.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first two movies, and then what I was reading was the movie that they would then come and do now would be like the 4th or 5th book. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
They're like older and whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Cool. Okay, cool. Well, I'm really excited. I one of my celebrity crushes is Blake Lively, so I'm really excited to watch her be so adorable in this movie.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure she's great.
All right. So it came out June 1st, 2005, which we're in June. So
hey,
I feel like,
look at this. Yes. Meant to be.
I feel like this is like a June summer movie. Mm. Like it is the epitome of a summer movie.
Perfect.
Yep. It's based on the 2001 book of the same name by Anne Brashears, and the movie stars Amber Tablin as Tibby, America Ferreira as Carmen, Blake Lively as Bridget, and Alexis Bledel as Lena.
Okay.
So, okay. Alexis Bledel is from Gilmore Girls.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay, okay.
And then America Ferreira, did you, I feel
yes.
like you,
yeah. Definitely know who she is. I can't name you her work, but
Is she
on like the Disney Channel a lot or no? Why am I picturing her like drawing the Disney? That's not right. Yeah.
I could not tell you off the top of my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, like I know her name. Yeah. I know her, but I don't know why I know her.
You should watch Superstore. It's like the last kind of show she did recently.
Ooh.
It's like kind of the Office vibes, but like they all work in a Walmart environment.
Oh, fun.
It's so good. That and they're like dealing with like retail like stuff.
Oh,
it's
that
great.
Sounds cool. Check it out.
And then Amber Tablin, I don't know what other stuff that she's done that you would know her from. And this was Blake Lively's first role.
Oh my God.
I know.
That's crazy.
This is where
it
all started.
Before Gossip Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think Gossip Girl came out in like 2007. Don't quote me on that.
Oh my God. Oh, this baby Blake Lively. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
And then so the budget for the movie was $25 million. And then in the box office, it made $42 million. So it was like a good movie.
Dang. Yeah, I feel like everyone knows this movie except me. But I mean, you know, I feel like most people like this
one. I don't know how you've not seen this movie.
I don't know. Literally, it's just like a weird thing. It just never happened. I have no idea why. It should have.
And then the opening weekend, it made $9 million.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And it has a 77% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Dang. I know. This is a good movie.
Oh, I'm excited. I didn't know also that it's like heavy, so I'm excited about that.
I feel like I should have kept that a like,
ready to cry. I'm ready to cry.
So you didn't know anything going in. I didn't really have any fun facts, but I just thought they're like all friends still to this day. They've been in each other's like weddings. Oh, their like God. Husbands are friends. Their kids hang out. Like,
oh, that's so cute. I know. It's oh, I didn't know
literally
that.
Like a sisterhood. They all became like such close friends.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then I was going to read just like what the movie is about to give you like a little two sentence gist.
Ready. Ready.
The story follows four best friends who buy a mysterious pair of pants that fits each of them despite their differing sizes. The girls share the pants equally as they spend their first summer apart.
That's so cute.
I know.
That's like so wholesome.
This would be a fun book to read.
It would be a fun book.
If you like the movie,
book.
Maybe we could read the book together.
Oh, I would love to. That sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
I feel like I'm probably going to like it.
It's a good movie, Rachel.
I'm excited. I'm like, I mean,
77%
really
on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, $9 for like a coming of age teen movie. Yep. That's like really good. Yeah.
And you love Blake Lively.
I love Blake Lively. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I feel like they're all going to be babies.
Oh, yeah.
Little babies.
They're all like, this is 2005. Oh, my gosh.
Damn. I'm excited.
Ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right.
Let's do it. We'll be back with our thoughts. We're back.
You sounded so like, we're back.
We're back. Wow. I'm like still like sniffling. Like, aww. I've been like, I cried so much. I'm like, I probably need to like blow my nose or something. Okay.
I'm so excited to hear
that
your
was
thoughts.
Really good.
Yeah.
Wow. It wasn't at all what I thought it was going to be.
What were you, like, what did you think?
I don't know. I guess I thought it was, like, I don't know, like a New York Minute or something.
Yeah.
Like a light, funny, like,
yeah,
Amanda Bynes movie. Like, something, like,
I feel
light.
Like it's not, like.
It doesn't. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all. It's, like, it's just, like, heavy.
Yeah.
It's, like, a real, yeah. Wow. But it still has like a summery,
yeah,
easygoing
for
energy.
A teen movie, it's very.
It's
like,
more like, yeah, Raise Your Voice,
but better.
But better. Oh, for sure. No, for sure, better. But like dark, you know. But like for young adults,
yeah,
when we were growing up. So, wow. Okay. Let's
so
go through the plot.
Yes,
I'm gonna. You're probably gonna need to like.
I was trying to write down like the plot because it is like we're bouncing.
Back
lot,
and forth. I know. I was thinking while we were watching, I was like, I don't know how we're going to go through this plot. Because, like, what happens at what time?
Yeah.
Everything is, you know. But
it's going to be a little messy, but hang in there with us, okay?
Hang in there. We got this.
So we start out, and the intro is, like, the pants getting sewn.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
And they're, like, talking about how these pants, like, changed their summer and, like, all that stuff. But it was giving me, like, Coraline vibes, because at the beginning of Coraline, they, like, you know what I'm talking about? They're, like, making the doll, like, the Coraline
right,
doll, and
that's okay.
The whole intro. But the intro for
dude.
The, was them, like, sewing the pants. And,
I
like,
missed
the
that.
Pants.
They made the pants at the beginning?
It was just, like, the intro with, like,
okay.
The names and everything.
Okay.
It was important.
Wow. I didn't even notice. Okay.
But we meet our four girls.
Yes.
We have Lena, Bridget, Tibby, and Carmen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we learn that their moms were all together in like a, what was it? Like a.
It looked like a yoga.
Prenatal like yoga class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were all like due within the same time. So they're all like born within a week of each other. And so they kind of grew up being best friends.
Ugh, such a cute premise. Mm-hmm. I was immediately like, ugh, this is so cute. Oh, my God. Yeah, so they grew up together, and I guess, I don't know what year, like, what grade they're in. Like,
They're 16, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they said they are 16.
So, like, juniors, sophomores
or
juniors in high school. And it's the summer, and they're all going to be going in different directions for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're usually together all the time, but they're all going to be on different vacations and things. So
Yep. So we have Lena's going to Greece to visit her grandparents.
Right.
Bridget's going to soccer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen is going to South Carolina, I think, to visit her dad. And then Tibby is staying and mm-hmm. working a job.
Yes. Yes.
So they're all going, like, shopping, kind of one last hurrah before mm-hmm. they all leave.
Mm-hmm.
And
they stumble upon the pants. They, like, get accidentally placed in a pile of clothes that they were looking at or something, and they pick them up, and
mm-hmm.
they all try them on, and it fits all of them.
And we kind of learn, like, they all have, like, different kind of personalities. Yes. Like, they're all very different. Mm-hmm. Bridget's very, like, outspoken and spunky.
Yeah.
Definitely, like,
life of the party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lena's very shy and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Tibby, I always, like, thought Tibby was super
Dude,
cool.
Tibby's
like,
totally your energy. Yep. I was like, that's, yeah, for sure.
I was like, I want to be Tibby. And then Carmen,
she's just kind of like, I feel like she's smart.
Yeah.
And like, chill. She's like the very, like, she's exactly, she's like a normal person.
Yeah.
Like, without this, like, distinct personality mm-hmm. trait thing. Yeah. So they try on these pants, and the pants fit them all. And it's like a wonderful little scene. I loved that whole scene. But also, I was like, y'all are getting, like, naked in the middle of the store. They're not even in the changing room. So they decide these pants must have, like, this magical quality to them because mm-hmm. they miraculously fit all of them, even though they're all different heights and shapes, and it fits all of them. So they're like, wow, these are some magical pants. I've got an idea. Let's send them to each other.
You got it.
It's weird trying to explain something I just watched for the first time because I'm, like, still, like, what are their names? Like,
yep. So they all kind of go back to where their moms, like, met, and they kind of have, like, a little, like, seance, kind of.
That was cute. The candles had, like, little flowers and stuff. They were super cute.
And they're like, okay, these pants are going to, like, be here for us this summer to, like, keep us all in contact with each mm-hmm. other. We'll send them to each other and, like, write letters.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of, like, make up little rules for the pants. Yeah, it is very cute.
Very cute. Next thing that happens is they all go their separate ways.
Yeah. So the first to get the pants is Lena in Greece.
In Greece. And as she's wearing them, she's, like, sitting on a dock. She's an artist as well. Mm-hmm. She's, like, sketching. And she's sitting on this pier wearing the jeans. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that happens is she falls into the water.
Yep.
And this guy comes to save her.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of have, like, an immediate
little thing,
little attraction. But she's, like, very, what's the word? Like, what's the word I'm looking for? She's very,
like, in her shell.
Yeah, in her shell. Yeah. Yes, yes. She's very, like, in her shell and doesn't really, she mm-hmm. gets, like, immediately, like, oh my God, it's a boy, I'm going to run away. Like, basically. But he, like, gives her a t-shirt and lets her come on the boat because all her clothes are all wet after she falls in the water. And, then she runs away, basically.
Yeah.
And, later that day, after she comes home to, like, get cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
Her grandma finds the t-shirt that boy lent her.
Mm-hmm.
And she freaks out.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because they're like, oh, who is this boy? Mm-hmm. And his name is Kostas. And we learn that apparently their families hate each other.
They're like rivals. They're like mm-hmm. The Montagues and the Capulets.
Yeah, oh, that's definitely Romeo and Juliet.
For sure.
And apparently that guy had a week to learn a Greek accent.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
That was one of my fun facts
that
I remembered.
Interesting. Okay. Also, did they actually film in Greece? Because it looked real.
Yeah, I think so. Like, she, like, filmed in Greece and then,
Man, that must be, like, if I was the other girls in the cast.
Yeah, Blake Lively, I think, was actually in Mexico.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I would have been like, damn, I want to go to Greece.
Right?
Okay.
Find
you get
out.
To go. Come on. Yeah, so the grandma freaks out, and she's like, you cannot see this boy ever again, because our families hate each other, you have to swear you won't see him again. And she's like, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But.
So that was her first with the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And then we see Bridget is off to soccer camp. Mm-hmm. We kind of see that she immediately has her eyes on one of the coaches because mm-hmm. he's hot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so she's like, and I get what I want, so yeah. I want him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's kind of like, you know, throwing her hair around, yeah. making a show of herself. Mm-hmm.
And especially because it's like a rule that the players can't date the coach. So it yeah. makes her want him more because it's forbidden as well. Mm-hmm.
And then we see Carmen heads to her dad. She gets picked up. She's really excited to spend time with him.
Oh, my God. This scene made me so mad.
Yeah.
I was freaking livid during this part.
In the car?
The whole, yes, that just whole the first entire, scene. Like, the whole, yeah, because yeah. Carmen rolls up with her dad, and she's like, oh, this isn't our your neighborhood. This is weird. Where are we going? And he's like, oh, yeah, surprise, I moved. And she's like, okay, weird that you didn't mention that you moved, but... cool, because her and her dad have this somewhat estranged relationship where yeah. they only see each other like once, during twice a something. Year yeah. max. And so they show up in front of his new house, and a woman walks outside, and Carmen's like, is that your neighbor? That's weird. And he's like, no, that's we live together, that's my girlfriend. And then she's like, the woman that he's referring to, mm-hmm. she's like, kids, come on out. And Carmen's like, kids? Then we find out this woman also has children. So also, Carmen
he,
is just...
Does he say it's his girlfriend, or he just says, oh, we live together. Like,
I know. Like,
okay,
what?
Is that your roommate?
Come to find out they're getting married. Yeah. Like, not only did you spring all of this on her in one day, but it's like, now she has to live with all these people? Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. I was so angry for her. I was like,
what was,
wow.
Like, that makes sense, dude. Like, what? Maybe, why would you not tell?
Your, oh, my goodness.
Definitely when they're getting married, like.
Right.
She was trying, yeah, it's all, okay.
Oh, my gosh. I was like, worst dad. Dang, that was mm-hmm. horrible. I felt so bad for her. So she's immediately like, whoa, okay.
Okay, so then what? Rachel starts freaking out during this scene.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yes, I started freaking out because the guy, did you not notice the, like, recognize the brother?
No.
The
Paul,
yeah, that is Sonic Chaos from the Cheetah Girls.
What?
That's the guy that Raven is with.
What?
Yes.
Hold on.
Cause I recognize him immediately because I think he's so cute. Immediately, I was like, oh my God, come on, come on, come
Wait.
On, come on. If you're liking what I'm saying, then come on, come on.
Oh my gosh, you know? What?
Right? Isn't that insane? And then I Googled it just to make sure I was right, and I was right. Totally different energy in this movie. He's like very preppy with his hair like
oh,
greased
yeah.
back
he looks
and stuff.
Like completely different because his hair's like bleached.
I
like,
know,
super
but I noticed him immediately. I was like, look at this cutie.
I would
through.
Not have like.
Oh my God.
Such
oh
a
my
like,
God.
Not had... important character.
Well, at first I thought they were going to try to do a life with Derek. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and like
yeah,
put
yeah,
them
yeah.
together. And I was really uncomfortable. But they didn't do that. And I was like, whew, thank goodness. But yeah, I freaked out when he first came on screen. I was like, oh my God, he's in the Cheetah Girls.
I was like, okay, clearly this actor is someone important.
Right.
But I just kept looking at them. I was like, I don't know who these people
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. No, no. I didn't recognize the little sister, the other sister or whatever. Yeah. But yeah. And then we got
Tibby. She's working. It's like it's called Walman's, mm-hmm. basically.
Walmart.
Yeah, there you go. And she's making a documentary.
She's artsy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's a mass her. Media kid.
Hey. But she's like making a documentary about just like the boring lives of people mm-hmm. and like.
Yeah, it was great.
Nothing important.
I was like, I love this.
And then while she's at work, she meets a girl who's like passed out in one
yeah.
of the aisles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even like.
Yeah,
she
calls 911. Yep. Helps her get to the ambulance, basically, and then that's the first time we see her. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even know. Then do we go back? We go back to the other girls. Like
I then put unwritten Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh my God! Oh my God! The soundtrack was so
yeah,
good.
It was
so good. It was so early 2000s.
Oh, peak.
Great.
Peak.
Great. But it's so funny because I only recognize like two songs.
Mm-hmm.
Unwritten was one of them, obviously. But
so
was
it was like not
one.
A lot of like.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just like subtle, mm-hmm. but it was totally the era. You
yeah.
got the feeling. Oh, it was great. I loved the soundtrack.
So, yeah, we just flashed to more like Bridget and then they're running and she's mm-hmm. just like flirting with the coach.
With the coach.
I don't even remember his name. That's how like
I don't
do
either.
That.
I was a little bit weirded out at like the age differences. I was like, yeah. You know, I know it's like old, but you know,
well, it happens. Well, I think that is also like the whole like point of it.
Yeah.
Is that he's this older guy.
Yeah. And,
like,
yeah.
She's gone through it.
Yeah. She just. Yep. She's looking for coping in the wrong places.
So then we see Lena writes to Tibby, who's getting the pants next, and she's like, these pants aren't magic. I literally fell in the water and some guy made me hold a fish. Yeah. Like,
these pants suck.
Yeah.
Opposite.
So she sends them to Tibby next, and
I think that's when the girl falls. Isn't it when she faints? Because that's how like they first meet. She's wearing the pants.
No, yeah. She gets like she sends them and then the girl like
Oh, that's right.
Like delivers them to her house and she's like, "Hey, I think they messed up the address."
Yeah.
So she's like, "Oh, hey, aren't you the girl that passed out?" Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh, yeah." And so she kind of just like makes herself
invites
at home.
Herself yeah. in. Yeah.
Comes into Tibby's house and is like, "Oh, what's all this like camera equipment and like mm-hmm. what are you doing? Can I help?" Mm-hmm. Like all this stuff. Kind of delivers the pants to Tibby.
And Tibby's very, like, mean and rude to this little girl. And it's great. Treating her like a little sister.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she just kind of inserts herself into Tibby's documentary. So from that point on, they're kind of working together on it, and it's very cute.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you see a bunch of scenes of them, like, interviewing people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we meet this guy that plays video games in, like, a gas station. Yeah. Like, it's great.
It's very
just, like,
cute.
Seeing them kind of bond.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, like, Carmen gets them, and then she's kind of like, I don't even know.
This when she blows up on her dad, maybe? Because the first time they all have the pants, it's negative, right? Or no? Like, I feel like they all have a bad experience the first time they get the pants.
Yeah, I know eventually, like, she gets the pants, and she's like, oh, thank God, this is going to, like, help me while I'm here. And mm-hmm. then that leads to them going bridesmaid shopping.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids dress shopping. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of, like, little stuff that led up to her feeling, like, not at... out of place there.
Little things, yeah, because they're obviously like this woman that her dad's with now is like they're very wealthy
mm-hmm.
and they have like a housekeeper and
they're like
Carmen's
super just
sort
white
of like, yeah super white
and
Carmen's
the housekeeper
sort of like,
is
I can,
also Spanish
right.
So it's like
she's like I can wash my own sheets like this is ridiculous and then also her dad keeps blowing her off like
yeah
for random little things like going to play tennis or hanging out together and mm-hmm. spending any sort of quality time together, he just keeps blowing her off like the worst. He's the worst.
Or at one point, like the sister had a friend over and the friend was like, is that her?
Yep,
like,
laughing. Yeah. Ugh, so gross. And Carmen comes downstairs like one morning and she mm-hmm. starts speaking Spanish because I guess her dad speaks Spanish too because he was with her mom. And, they all act super weird. And I was like, what is the energy of this scene? Like, they were all super, like, weird about her speaking Spanish in the house. And she's like, well, my dad speaks Spanish. We used to speak Spanish when I used to hang out with my dad and my mom. And then they just, like, shut her down. And it's so weird. And I was like, what is going on? These people suck. Like,
Fuck them.
Yeah, right? I'm like, I don't even, no. Okay.
So then they go, like, I guess she's a bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm.
So they go bridesmaid shopping. She's wearing the jeans. This whole scene. And the mom's, like, talking about how the other daughter looks perfect and, like, the dress is great. And then Carmen comes out. Obviously, like...
The dress doesn't fit her.
Doesn't
she's
fit her.
Curvier. And like, the mom is like, oh, I guess your dad, like, guessed your size wrong. Like, mm-hmm. you know. And it's like, obviously, because... This man has not seen his daughter in years. Like, of course.
And
of course
then, like,
know
the dress
size.
People are like, we'll just have to, like, we'll see if we have more fabric. Like,
yeah, we're going to need to fix all of this stuff. Like, this is wrong. This is wrong. Mm-hmm. We're going to need so much more fabric. Like, just so mean, like, rude and passive aggressive and just, like, nasty. It was not good. And then she went back into the dressing room. She's like, whatever. And they were still talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
And the mom
They're
was like,
oh, we'll fix it for the other one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so Carmen freaks out. She's like, my name is Carmen. And she leaves. And I was like, good for you. Good for you.
So then we're flashing to Tibby's doing like an interview. And I guess Bailey doesn't show up to help her.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to her house to see if she's there. and the neighbors are like, oh, hey, like, if you're looking for them, they're, like, at a doctor's appointment right now. And mm-hmm. she's like, what? She's like, oh, like, the little girl, like, has leukemia, but I thought she was doing better. So that's where we kind of learn that.
Gotcha. That's Bailey's why she sick. Fainted. Yeah. And, you know, yeah. Bailey's sick. So Tibby's like, oh, my God, what? Yeah. So the next time she sees her, Bailey shows up while she's interviewing someone in the grocery store. And Tibby starts, like, being nice to her. Mm-hmm. And so Bailey's like, okay, like, who told you? Yeah. Who told you that I'm sick? And Tibby was like, yeah, I know. I know you're sick. And so
she's like, do you want to go help me with this other interview? And she's like, is it because you feel sorry for me? And she's like, maybe.
Yeah. And Bailey's like, okay. Like, it's just, like,
all right.
It's nice. It was I feel like that's probably a very realistic thing to not want to be treated like you're sick. You're
yeah.
sick. Like, I could see that for Bailey.
And I'm sure that's why she liked hanging out with
exactly.
her, too.
Exactly. Because Tibby was, like, so mean to her, yeah. like, not giving a shit. She was like, ah, little sister energy. Like, I don't care.
So then we have Bridget still flirting with the coach, and she mm-hmm. hears that they're, like, the coaches are going to go to this, like, cantina mm-hmm. on, like, a weekend night.
Mm-hmm.
So she sneaks out to go and is, like, trying to dance with him and stuff. And yeah. he's kind of like,
I can't do this.
I can't. Like, mm-hmm. you need to stop.
Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of makes her even, like, mm-hmm. want him even more.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to win.
Yeah. And then back to Lena.
Yeah. She's sneaking around.
She's sneaking around because she decides to let herself open up to this guy. Mm-hmm. And despite her grandparents telling her not to. And I love Lena's evolution. I was loving it so much. Like, slowly.
Like,
it starts yes, slow. Yes. Like, the way she dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And
her
then,
hair.
Then
even.
Her hair comes down. Yep. And then it's, like, then she's wearing tank tops. Mm-hmm. And then it's, like, slowly, like, yep. just the changes. It is so wonderful. The more she, like, becomes confident and, mm-hmm. like, accepting that she can, like, have fun and not be yeah. so in her bubble. It was wonderful. I loved that evolution.
No, yeah, I love, she's just, she's cute. I like her a lot. So I like cute. That actress a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched Gilmore Girls.
Me neither.
But I know, like,
I'm sure I would love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, people love her.
Yes.
So.
Totally. I can see why. She's so sweet and, like, she has, like, a very sweet, delicate, like, energy yeah. about her performing. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, just, like, so
she, like,
entrancing.
That is perfect for that character,
totally.
I feel like.
Totally. Yeah, so she's fallen in love and opening up and letting her hair down, literally.
And then we go back to Carmen, and mm-hmm. Carmen is, like, she ran away from, like,
the
wedding
bridal.
Dress shopping, yeah. so she figures, like, they're probably out looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes back to the house, and then, like, the taxi cab is like, they don't look like they're home, like, are you fine? And she's
yeah.
like, yeah, they're out looking for me. And then she, like, sits there and, like, hears laughter, so she kind of walks around and sees through the window that they're all just, like,
having
dinner.
All of them, the, like, whole family, without her, not even looking, not mm-mm. caring. Like, oh my gosh, I yeah, that made me the angriest out of everything. I was like, this is
no, yeah, like, her dad literally sucks.
Like, I don't care at the end. Like, I
yep.
don't, I didn't, I was like,
you
still
no
suck.
Redemption, dude.
I was like, girl, you don't have to go to his wedding.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that.
So she throws a rock at the window and leaves.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah,
yeah,
do it, freaking mm-hmm. do it. So yeah, then she comes home,
and those are yeah, she was wearing the jeans.
Yes, yeah.
So then she mails them to Bridget, and mm-hmm. she gets the jeans, and she's like, yes, these are magic. This will be my night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she's wearing the jeans, and she gets all cute
looking cute, walking past the coach's cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach follows her. So then they go to the beach.
Yep.
And they have sex on the
yep.
beach. And then we see her walk back to her cabin. And she looks very upset.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do we find out why just then? Or does it switch again to some
she's
to another
like
girl?
Right, it switches, but like she writes yeah. her letter to Lena.
Yeah.
And kind of says, like, I really wish I had my mom right now. I thought
yeah.
this would help me, like, feel better, but, like,
I feel worse.
This makes me feel worse. Like, this didn't feel like any hole in me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you, like, caught it, but it's kind of implied that her mom committed suicide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was like the first scene of all of them, like at the beginning of the movie. Like, it's like a montage of the kids hanging up and growing, hanging out and growing up. And then the first time we see them, like, those actresses, they're at Bridget's mom's funeral.
Yeah. Like, is it said there that she...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, the person that was talking at the funerals was saying, like, hopefully she found a better, like, happiness that she couldn't find here on Earth. Like, you know, whatever. Something like that. Oof. Dang, I know. It's like, whoa, right off the bat.
Yeah,
I was
first, like 10 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, yeah, obviously, Bridget is trying to fill space and find these, like, coping mechanisms through boys. Yeah, or other things that, you know, or, like, being better than everyone else, playing soccer and stuff. It's like she's finding all these ways to make herself feel better or avoid what she's actually feeling.
Yeah, so she writes a letter to, like, Lena. Then Lena gets the pants, but when she opens it, the letter drops underneath her bed, so she doesn't get to read it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wears the pants and, like, sneaks off to go meet with Costas, and they go dancing.
So cute.
And then the family shows up.
Yeah. He tells her he loves her first, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So cute. I was like, oh, this is so cute.
And the family shows up and everything blows up.
Pulls them apart, Romeo and Juliet style.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, Costas. He's like, Lena. Yeah. And the everybody's like pissed. They're like, you promised you wouldn't see him. Those people are horrible. You know, whatever, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And then he's going back
to college.
Like, to college
because
somewhere.
He's, again, an old boy.
Mm-hmm.
All these boys are in college.
So she doesn't think, like, she'll see him again.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Then we're back to Carmen.
Yeah, she goes home.
Yeah, she goes home. And Carmen is talking to Tibby about everything that happened with her dad and how they're getting married and how mean his new family is. And Tibby's sort of, like, being quiet and being sort of unresponsive and being like, well, there are worse things that could happen.
Yeah. Like, basically. He's getting married.
He's getting married. And you did throw a rock at his window. So.
Mm-hmm. Like, which maybe he dealt with it shittily. Mm-hmm. Like, but.
But you kind of did too.
Yeah.
Sort of. Even though I was kind of like, I feel like he deserved the rock to the window. But, you know. Oh, yeah. Whatever. But then she, like, blows up on Tibby. She's like, why aren't you on my side? So they have a little spat. But what Tibby is actually feeling is, like, things could be worse because my friend is literally
dying,
sick with leukemia. Yeah. So, yeah, they have a bit of a spat. And then Lena has, like, an aha moment. Yes, because she has the pants. So this is, like all of the moments with the pants have been negative so far. But then this is where the start of the, like, positive moments of the pants starts. And so Lena has them. And that's when she chooses to, she just decides to go confront her grandfather and say, like, I want to be with this person and you can't tell me who I have to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, very, like, let me be
her
my
big
own
whole speech. Yeah.
Her whole character arc. And her grandfather's like, go. So she's like, cool. So she got the permission to mold the families back together.
Yep.
Grace is, you know, all
so
good.
She runs and sees Costas on his boat about to leave. And I always thought it was funny how she just, like, runs through the crowd. I'm like, you know, there would be some guy being tickets, tickets.
Exactly. I know. It's like when people in movies, like, run through
the airport. Like, how'd you even get through security?
Dude, Love Actually, that kid. Like,
have
you seen that movie?
Yep.
Oh, my God. That kid runs through, like, to the terminal. Like, all the way, like, through all of this, like, it's ridiculous. But yeah, so she tells Costas that she loves him. And they have this cute little moment. And then he goes away. She's a new woman.
Yep. Then she sends them to Tibby and is like, the magic worked. Like, this is real.
Yep.
And so Tibby takes them to the hospital for Bailey.
Oh, my God.
And then we have the line that I feel like gets everyone. It's like, the pants already worked their magic on me. They brought me to you.
Yep.
Because she's like, Bailey, take the pants. Like,
They'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they already did, because that's how we met. Oof. Oof. Oof.
Yep.
The part that got me, though, well, first, the first scene that got me was when Carmen yeah. goes off on her dad over the phone.
Oh my gosh.
Which happened before this.
Yeah.
But yeah, that performance, I was like, okay, I'm crying. Uh-huh. But then with Bailey in the hospital, the part where she's like, I wrote it down. Oh, Bailey goes, do something for me, finish your movie. Mm-hmm. And then Tippy's like, why? And Bailey's like, because you can. And I was like, oh my God.
I have goosebumps.
Oh my God. I was like, whoa. Rip my heart out and stomp on it. Oh my God. Oof. Man, that was good. And then pretty much immediately after that, Tibby's like sitting on the couch at home.
Mm. And here's a phone call. And here's
the phone call. Yeah. And then she hears her mom say, okay, I'll tell her. So it's implied that Bailey passes away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Ugh. Wow. So sad. Oh my goodness.
So then we flash to Lena's packing up to leave, and she finds Bridget's letter under her bed and mm-hmm. calls Carmen and is like, hey, because Bridget has now come home from soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And is like, hey, like, you need to go help Bridget.
Yeah.
So Tibby and Carmen go over to Bridget's and kind of is like, hey, we're here to cheer you up. Let's have a slumber party.
Mm, so cute. And during the slumber party, Bridget starts talking about her mom and how she misses her mom, and she wishes she could talk about all these things with her mom, and how she always feels like she has to be this like positive, bright person to prove that she's not like her mom. Because also Bridget starts telling these stories about her mom's, like, I don't know, depressive episodes, I guess. And how she would go from being like this very upbeat person that's like making pizza in the middle of the night with her kids to like, you know, not that.
Yeah.
So it was very sad. It's like, oh my God. Wow. It's like really heavy.
Oh yeah.
Super duper heavy. I was like, oh my gosh, Bridget. Poor thing.
And then we have Lena leaves Greece, and then during that sleepover is when the dog steals.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like maybe this is the positive for the pants for Bridget.
Yeah.
A positive moment.
Kind of gives her closure.
Yeah.
So the dog like steals the pants, and she's like chasing the dog down the street, and she runs into like the coach guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, actually I was looking for you. Like, I just wanted to tell you like everything that happened was like my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like, shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm. And then she's like, well, like, I wanted it too, but it was for all the wrong reasons. So I'm just like dealing with stuff. He was like, okay, like, when you're older, call me.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I was like, so you admit she's young.
Yep. She's 16. She's
in high school. Okay. But yeah, then there's like a part with Carmen, which we kind of like skipped over, but she like confronts her dad.
Oh yeah.
She calls him, and she like gives this stellar performance. Like, she's just crying.
She's great.
Oh my God. I was like, wow. Just crying, being like, you were never there for me. Now you have this whole new family, and it's like, I don't fit in, and I feel like you're embarrassed of me, and like all these things. Oh my gosh. It was just, oh, so amazing. And he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, I wish that could be enough, but it's not. And she hangs up.
Apparently, America Ferrera was not going to do this movie.
Really?
She just, like, let the script, like, sit on her desk, and she's like, yeah, I don't care. And then her mom read it and was like, you have to do this. And then she read all the books and was like, heck yeah, I'm doing this. And then
really?
She did the movie.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy when that happens. I can't imagine anyone else doing that. Like,
I know.
Like, wow.
And then really we have, they pick Lena up from the airport, and then they kind of, like, surprise Carmen, and they're like, yeah, we're taking you to your dad's wedding. Like, you can't miss this.
Mm-hmm. When I was kind of like, but she can, though. She can miss it.
She can.
I get it. Like, it rounds out the story, but I'm like,
he sucks.
He sucks. And if he wanted you to be there, he should be the one to make that happen. Like, you shouldn't have to go out of your way to do this for a dad that was never there for you. But okay. So, yeah, they road trip. They go, and then we get Carmen's positive moment with the pants. She wears them to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And right when the wedding starts, her dad sees her in the seats
and he like stops the wedding and goes over to her and asks her to be to stand next to him while mm-hmm. he gets married.
Also, that woman has had the ugliest wedding dress I've ever seen.
I didn't like it.
Cupcake.
It did. It did look like a cupcake. A weird mermaid cupcake.
Yeah.
It was weird.
It was so ugly.
It was She probably just walked out because I hated her character. Yeah. I was just like, I hate all of you.
Yeah.
Except Sonic Chaos guy. He didn't do anything wrong.
Paul. He never talked.
He never talked, and that was fine. It made him okay. Yeah, because I also wanted to, like, know more about the whole thing with, like, his alcoholic dad who he, like, went to go visit all the time. That's why he was never there. And I was like, wow, that's interesting, too. Like, what is that all about? Because then in America's Call, like, when she was like, how is it that Paul can go, his dad is an alcoholic and in a rehabilitation facility and they're able to see each other multiple times a week and I haven't seen you in a year. I'm like,
damn.
Oh, my God. But yeah, she stands with him at the wedding and they have this like redemption moment and they cry a little bit together and all is well at the end, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the end is them all sitting together at the end and
being like, the pants were magic and we love each other and we'll always be together.
Sisterhood.
Yes, good stuff. And that's how it ends.
That's how it ends. We'll have to watch the second one.
Now. I know, we do. I really liked it. Wasn't what I was expecting at all, but I did really like it.
I would like to read the book.
I kind of would like to read the book as well.
I'm interested, and I probably read it a long time ago, but I don't remember.
Shall we rate this movie?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. All right. Plot.
I mean, the plot was great.
Yeah.
I feel like it was great.
I was watching, and I was like, there's nothing really bad about this movie.
No. Five? Five for plot.
Yeah. Fashion?
Nothing really stuck out.
I would say, like,
it's, out.
Like, bland. I did read, like, something where it was, like, each girl had their own kind of, like, color palette.
Yeah, I can see that.
Where Bridget wore a lot of blue to, like, in contrast with, like, the green soccer field and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Carmen wore, like, lots of bright colors in contrast of, like, the boring white-ass family. Tibby's just, like, cool.
Dark and artsy. Yeah.
And then,
Tibby was, like... Us in high school, you in high school, middle school.
And then Lena kind of is like lots of white to go with like Grease. And like you see kind of her style change as she does. But other than like clothing wise, like.
I mean, I was super underwhelmed. Yeah. Like I would say a 2 or 3.
I was going to say 2.
Yeah.
Soundtrack.
Soundtrack was great.
It's good.
I mean, nothing was like, I wasn't like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
But I was very much like. Every song fit. I didn't take me out of it.
So, like 4.
Like a 4.
We've had a thing with like soundtracks
recently. We've had a thing with it. Like, it's like what we're talking about lately.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm picky. Like it's, I am picky. Like I can't handle it when there's too many popular songs.
Yeah.
Or songs that feel like they're just there to be like, hey, do you recognize this song? Like, I hate
We had
that.
The money to get this song
in
our movie.
Like, I hate that. And then it's like, one of the best things ever is finding new songs that you love from a series or a movie because you've never heard it before. And then you're like, wow, this is a great song.
And then that song will like forever like be associated to that movie or whatever.
So yeah, this one was good. It was good.
Jokes? I feel like there were no jokes
in
this
movie. Jokes.
I feel like if anything, like Tibby was kind of like the comedic relief in some ways.
Yeah, maybe.
Just like her snarkiness.
Yeah, but
not really.
No jokes. But I don't know. Does that mean it gets a low rating though? Because
that's what
it's
I was like
it's
it doesn't
not
really like
funny.
It's not a jokey movie.
Yeah.
Or we can come back to that one.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
Rewatchability.
Very rewatchable.
Yeah, I like this movie. I feel like. I've watched this movie quite a lot.
Really?
So I'm like, I just want to watch like a sad movie.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It fills that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 4 or 5.
Maybe like 4.5.
Yeah.
Chemistry.
The girls had
I
great
love all
chemistry
the girls.
Together.
Yeah. Definitely like the first scene of them trying all the clothes
yes,
on.
Yes. I was like, I
on.
Believe this.
Yeah.
These are just like friends in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
It feels... All of their performances feel very real.
Yes.
Like, it does not feel...
Totally. Like, they are the characters.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say 5.
Yeah. Cringy cute scale. I mean, it's not really cute, but
yeah, it's not. I didn't get cringed out.
Mm-mm.
No,
five. For jokes, we can like think of something else to put in, but yeah.
I mean, I guess since it's not supposed to be funny, it could mm-hmm. be the opposite of jokes. Like, did it hit the drama?
Yeah,
I think it did.
Yeah, I wonder if this movie would be like considered a drama.
I feel like it would be. Yeah,
it is good.
Mm-hmm. 4 or 5?
Let's do 4.5. I feel like
it's gonna be high.
I know.
Oh my god. Wow. What's the grand score?
4.2.
A 4.2. That feels right. Yep. I feel like I say that every episode.
I love that you say that every episode.
It feels right.
That feels right. Also, I love how every time in every episode you say, we're back.
I'm crying. Oh, God.
That'll be on merch. That feels right.
On the back, I'll say, we're back. So, is there anything you would have changed? I don't know if we've asked this question in a while, but I was like... Literally, my only thing was just that the ages with the boys. Like, I know it's, like, not that bad, but I just was like, ugh.
Yeah.
They're, like,
with Bridget,
17.
It makes sense. Like, Lena, he could have been younger, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, he could have been in high school, too. Like, yeah. Why did he have to be a college student and mm-hmm. she's in high school? And just, like, Bridget, like,
and
she's 17 and yeah. he's her coach, like a counselor at the camp, basically, yeah. or whatever. You know, it's just, like, weird. I don't know. I just wish they were, like, on the same team or something.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. I mean, they didn't seem like gross guys or anything. It was just,
or,
like
weird. Maybe have touched on that
yeah.
slightly more, like... Yes, the fact, like, yeah, she had sex with him, and clearly it showed that
she didn't have the right intentions when she yeah. did it. She wasn't thinking, like, really, like, what she wanted.
But, like, maybe had more of, like, let's touch on the fact that you seeked out in, like, an older man.
Yeah.
To feel better. And also maybe because, like, not to say, like, daddy issues, but, like,
yeah.
kind of.
Yeah, her dad was, like, very absent.
Yeah. And, like... would kind of even not barely show her any kind of like
love or love affection at all. Absolutely. Yeah, I just wish. I mean, it, like, I was happy when he came back to like apologize, but mm-hmm. at the same time, I was like, I don't know. It doesn't matter how persistent she is. Like, she's still in high school and you're older. Like, yeah. you should know better. I just didn't like that. That's the only thing I would have changed.
Yeah, same.
Everything else was great. And that's the start of The Traveling Pants.
Yes. We'll have to watch the second one. We'll have to read the book.
Yes. Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. I'd be down.
I'm glad you watched it.
I'm glad, too.
I feel like this is such, like, a perfect sleepover movie.
Oh, my gosh.
It's, like, yes. when it's, like, super late and you're, yes. like, just, like, crying.
Oh, yeah.
At, like, 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Over, like, a mm-hmm. teen movie.
Mm-hmm.
It took me back.
Yeah. It definitely had that mm-hmm. energy. For sure. Yeah, we were both crying. What, like, when everything was happening with Bailey, I just, like, looked over at you, and I was like, yep.
I was like,
we're all glistening eyes here.
I'm glad you're crying.
Oh, 100%. Okay. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God. Wow. Awesome. Okay.
Well, that was
it.
A good one.
Yeah, it was a good one. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure to follow us wherever you listen to your podcasts, and you can get updates on all our new episodes. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeomgpodcast.
We also want to thank Mic Tech for providing us with these microphones and headphones and supporting us on our podcast journey.
Podcast theme song by Sam Skorik.
See you next time. Bye.